This is Rob and Mike from the McClellan Financial Group, and this is Think Smart with TMFG. So, Mike, you know, it's been a pretty interesting weekend and week at our house. So it started on Sunday. As you know, we had a really cold spell come in. And we've been in our house a long time, over 21 years we've been in our house. And so Sunday night, I went up and went to wash my face before bedtime, and I turned on the hot water and nothing was coming out of the tap. And I thought, oh, that's a little strange. Well, maybe something's off. Didn't think too much about it. And my wife, her sink is just a few feet from mine. And so I just used hers and went to bed. The next morning I woke up and I went to brush my teeth, and the cold water wasn't working. So I thought, that's a little strange. So I went over and used my wife's sink, and everything was working fine there. And I didn't think too much about it, but I started thinking, yeah, maybe the pipes are frozen at my sink. So I went downstairs and grabbed a little heater and plugged it in, thinking, okay, everything will thaw. The other thing was the shower worked fine. So I thinking, okay, it can't be too frozen. Water seems to be coming up here. I told my wife, and of course my wife said, you know, I think we should turn the water off. And I thought, no, honey, I got lots of experience with this stuff. You know, at the cottage, I'm always dealing with busted pipes or, you know, frozen pipes, and nothing ever happens. So, I headed off to the office. I later found out that Ingrid didn't trust my answer. She thought she was right and we should turn off the water. So she called the plumber, and the plumber said he can't come in till the next day. But over the phone, he said, yeah, don't worry about it. You don't need to turn off your water. Everything will thaw out. As long as you got a heater in there, you'll be good. Long story short, 2 hours later, my wife and daughter are at home. It was so cold that school was canceled. And so my daughter was home for the day, and they hear this loud rumbling and suddenly this loud noise in the house. And they run to the back of the house, and suddenly there's water pouring out of the light sockets and down from the second floor to the first floor and into the basement. And my wife runs down and eventually gets the water off. Long story short, I think we've lost 8 rooms,
yeah,
that have water damage of some sort. So we're living like in a third of a house. I never thought we'd be back to one bathroom with a teenage daughter, but we are. It's interesting, you know, an event like that. It reminds me a bit of 2018. And you know, 2018, the year started off and the rage was all about Bitcoin. And, you know, I don't know, was it up to, what were the numbers?
It was close to $20,000, I believe.
$20,000. And you thought, well, geez, maybe I need some Bitcoin in my portfolio. But it looked like everything was pretty good. And then a few other things happened in 2018. We had NAFTA. So what sort of happened with NAFTA?
Yeah, that was a big, you know, that was all the news for probably 4 or 5 months last year. And it's funny when you say you had those, everything going on in your house, the signs were there. We didn't see the result of the signs until December, right? And same with as you're leaving your house, all the signs were there that you're going to have a problem, but you didn't see them until the pipe exploded.
And I didn't know what to do about it.
Yeah. And it's tricky because we did go through this year with starting off with, you know, we did our last year in 2017, we did our fireside chat, and every question was on Bitcoin and pot stocks, you know, and your assumption that it's the most popular thing ever would be a great investment through the next year. Turned out 2 worst investments you could be in were Bitcoin and pot stocks for a good percentage of the year. So there was signs out there that stuff was going to go wrong. Other things we had in the marketplace, like last year we look back, not only did we go through the free trade agreement that lasted for 6 months, at the same time, Britain was going through a similar situation over in Europe, and which still has yet to be resolved. same time as that, we went through all sorts of situations with oil and gas in Canada. We've talked about pipeline concerns over the last couple years, and we just saw the result of all the pipeline concerns. We saw the result when all of a sudden Canada was only paying $18 a barrel for oil. You know, we talked about it, but talking about it's one thing. As soon as the results come in, all of a sudden the people in Alberta are going, we can only get $18 a barrel for oil now, and that affects the Canadian economy.
Absolutely. So you've got all these bad events, and then you've still got Donald Trump down in the States causing chaos. More recently, he shut the government down. And, you know, it was interesting. You mentioned the pot stocks and the Bitcoin. I would even put the technology stocks into that group. I can't tell you how many conversations I had with clients that wanted more technology in their portfolio. And they were wondering if we were buying pot stocks and what did should we put some of their money into Bitcoin? How did all those work out for people?
Yeah, technology came under a lot of pressure because I think we're realizing the importance of data and confidentiality now, which is killing companies like Facebook. It's stuff we didn't even know was, if you go back 2 or 3 years ago, these weren't even issues. But now these have become big issues with all these companies, and it's going to be costly for them to strain this out. And it may be a good piece of their revenue source in the future are compromised.
So we get a correction in the market. Things around the world pull back sort of 20% at the peak. And it really starts happening in October. Where are we today? Has it continued? Has it gotten worse? Like, given all this bad news, I think things would be pretty bad.
Pretty interesting, going to the end of the year, it seemed really depressing with everything that was going on, particularly when Trump shuts down the government. I mean, that was just the nail in the coffin with seeing all the U.S. government being shut down. But as we got beyond January 1st, we began to see a rebound on the marketplace. It's funny how profits can trump most other things. And companies are still showing profits throughout this. Unemployment numbers are still at record lows. So there's still some really positive stuff going on the economic front. And sometimes that overrides all the political news and all the other stuff.
It comes back to, I think there's 1.8 billion people on this planet. And every day they've got to get up in the morning and either go to work or at the very least live their lives. And to do that, they consume goods and services throughout the world. And that doesn't stop just because of government shutdowns, pipelines, Brexit, NAFTA, Trump. It all continues. And that's why I'm a believer in the equity markets, because people need to live their lives.
We still have to use computers. We still have to drive cars. We still have to eat food. And no matter what situation is going on, that's not going to change. And the demand for these products will always be there. And not only these products, new products we don't even know that exist today. If you talked to us 20 years ago, would you say your iPhone has to be or your smartphone has to be part of your everyday life? We wouldn't even know it would be part of it. I have bills now. Apple is as consistent as my gas bill on a monthly basis.
Absolutely. And you couldn't live without it. Try going a day without your phone. It's hard. It's like when I used to have to try and quit smoking, right? You're suffering withdrawal because you don't have your phone.
Netflix has become an expense as important and common as cable now. It's part of everyone's expenses. And these companies, you watch the size of Netflix and how well they did. Is it justified? It may be. It's become the new way that people watch movies.
One of the things that has been talked about is, all this changes in technology and all the jobs that are going to be lost. And, machines are going to be doing everything for us and unemployment's going high. The data is showing the complete opposite. The most recent data just this week out of the U.S. is that their unemployment rate dropped to its lowest level since 1969.
Yep.
That's almost 50 years. We've got the lowest unemployment rate with the government shut down, with Donald Trump as the president. This is crazy. Yeah.
I spoke to one of my clients that's in film in the last week, and they say Netflix is the greatest thing for the film industry ever. Says they've never been this busy. Says that the amount of material out there is incredible right now, and it's creating jobs.
Because they're creating new content for Netflix.
New content.
And everyone can watch it without commercials.
Yep.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. So who knows what 2019 will look like? The odds are that it'll be a great year, but we don't know. We'll have to wait and see. That's part of the fun of it.
Yep.
This is Rob and Mike from TMFG. We look forward to speaking to you next week.
You have been listening to the McClellan Financial Group of Asante Capital Management Limited. Asante Capital Management Limited is a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada. Insurance products and services are provided through Asante Estate and Insurance Services Incorporated. This material is provided for general information and is subject to change without notice. Every effort has been made to compile this material from reliable sources, however, no warranty can be made as to its accuracy or completeness. Before acting on any of the above, please make sure to see a professional advisor for individual financial advice based on your personal circumstances.